Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Remoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Many thanks for joining me on this podcast episode. I'm glad to be back. A lot of things are happening in my life. I wish I could share, but it's busy, guys. Yo. But yeah, I guess busy is good. And as long as I can survive, same goes for anybody out there, right? But hey, today we're here for a reason, an album review. If it's your first time joining us on this podcast, basically what we do is look at some of the best and most awesome albums released in the last year. Just to find out what direction do they take, how's the music, and is it what we expect, is it worth listening to? So I just give you insights to make decisions on albums. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk and more music. Let's do this thing, yeah?
The latest African album review is... Morning. Album review.
First thoughts.
Heart, the band, was formed in 2013 with three members. Wachira Gautama, Kenneth Muya, and Mordecai Dex Mwini. Interestingly enough, the three were into acting before they actually became a musical group. Today, I'll be reviewing their album Made in the Streets, released August 30th, 2019. It's a 52-minute runtime album with 13 tracks and multiple collabs that are star-studded.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Made in the Streets opens up with the majestic Mystical. It's an inviting piece about a beautiful love that is elevating in every way. It sounds like a song that would be perfect for a Cinderella-type musical. There's that playful love feel, and it goes with what the band says about their music. And this is word for word. We've created a language best understood not by the mind, but by the heart. Imagine acoustics, smooth vocals, with a touch of poetry, spoken word. Freestyle rap, drama, dance, and fashion, all blended into one thick pastry of art. Basically what they're saying, it's beyond just music. Don't be fooled by the intro though. Heart the Band is generally quite experimental with their sound, so it's just about the only track on their album that sounds like a Disney musical. When you graduate to the next song titled Linda Moyo, that just sounds so wrong. Okay, I'll have to explain this. Basically, if you're from Zim, you probably know somebody called Linda Moyo. Because Moyo is a common surname in Zim, and Linda is a fairly common name too. But in this case, it's Swahili. So let's start from the top. The song titled Linda Moyo is basically where you start to get a feel that Heart the Band has a certain bongo flavor dancehall sound. It has an island pasada style with an unmistakable Swahili laced bongo flavor. And the song roughly translates to protect your heart. So Linda Moyo means protect your heart. Another song with a bouncy vibe, which would be synonymous with island sounds, is Number One with vivacious Nigerian star Shay Shay. She brilliantly adds her harmonies to make the song the hit that it is. I hope more people catch on to this one because it's really a dope song. And on that note, I do think maybe Shay Shay is, as big as she is, I think she's a bit slipped on. She could be way bigger, in my opinion.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on AfricanMusicIndustry.com.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African and para and kente accessories. redsau.com.
Songs like PDA featuring Kaskazini Grown You with a genre fusion which concocts to become a catchy Afrobeats blend. It's easily one of the best songs on Made in the Streets. Ukimwona for me is interestingly Afrocentric. What a beautiful and heartwarming song that was. Just listening to it, I felt it, you know? They say, do you see her? I love her so much, she's the object of my desires. And I'll say this one is a straight up sing-along. When you listen to the chorus, it's easy to find out why. And I do suspect to be one of the more timeless tunes in their collection. Probably 5, 10, 15 years from now, people will still be singing this song like they just heard it that day. The more I listened to the album, the more hot the band's sound was a mixture of dancehall and Afropop. It's evident on tracks like For You Remix featuring Ugandan queen Cindy Sanyu and the song Bad Manners, which I played on the Motomoto podcast. It features Victoria Kimani, who stamps her authority by imposing a dominant performance to carry the chorus. Another song to support the Afropop dancehall theory is It's a Vibe, featuring the legendary Salty Soul. It's a curious track for me because there are Salty Soul influences in Heart the Band. At the same time, Kenya is one of the few countries in Africa right now where bands are really a thing. So with the success that Salty Soul has, probably the default thing is when you hear a band, when you hear any band really, especially if it's a band of just guys, you just say, hey, they probably got influenced by Salty Soul. And that just comes with the territory because Salty Soul has been so successful as a Kenyan music group. The Kenyan space does have plenty of these bands and they are exceptional. A lot of continental Kenyan success has come from groups such as Camp Mula and Salty Soul, of course.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Heart the Band add a unique sprinkle of spoken word and poetry through the two guys, two of the guys in the group. And it helps to set them apart in many ways. Remember that guy from Boyz II Men that always dropped those lines with a crazy deep voice and then the women who just melt? Yeah, that guy is kind of in the same realm. The themes that you'll find on Made in the Streets are love, having fun, dancing, religion, general day-to-day societal issues. Yeah. But it's a pretty upbeat and positive album. The way Heart the Band blends genres in their music makes it a bit challenging to really define their sound or limit them to one genre. They simply make awesome music. I found Made in the Streets to have a high standard of mixing and mastering. This is enhanced by the fact that there's a lot of acting involved in the performances, which requires a certain attention to detail to be adhered to for the purity of that acting to be translated through a track. songs with some great behind-the-scenes work are the likes of El Shaddai and Mystical. They're really great as a group with ad-libs and backing vocals as well. The flow of the album was easy on the ear, mostly because they kept the listener guessing what is next because of their versatile sounds. As a group, Heart the Band blends well to combine their different talents. This becomes the key to the product being nothing like anything else out there. I could say they do have a distinct East African sound without actually sounding like everybody else. So their music has an identity synonymous to the region, but unique only to them.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I'd say my picks of the album are number one, Bad Manners, PDA, Ukimwona, and It's a Vibe. Generally, I do feel like Heart the Band are somewhat a diamond in the rough. They definitely have a profile, especially to those already exposed to their music, but are obviously still growing and we haven't even experienced 50% of their potential. They're so good that they could be the next big thing out of Kenya. If you have not listened to Made in the Streets by Heart the Band, which was released in 2019, fam, what are you doing? Do check them out. They have a really unique sound, something totally different from what you're used to. So give them a try and I think you might find a few tracks that you like. Otherwise, the Made from the Streets album is pretty good and I look forward to hearing more from Heart the Band. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Wemoto. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Son of Zimbabwe signing out. Peace. Dende.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.